about the song?
Are you ready for the real thing now? You got a little treat, a little introduction to this fine band. They really don't need any introduction. You've got the Dean of New England Bluegrass here, backed up by the one of the finest bluegrass bands in New England. And it's a real pleasure to work with them always. Oh, now we have an argument here. Would you please welcome to the Heritage Plantation and to WGBH Radio, Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. Gentlemen.
Just won't admit that's why I'm so lonesome, you see. Now if you have made up your mind, and if you still want me to know, why do you keep being down? Why don't you tell me so?
Thank you very much. Well, we sure do appreciate that, and we sure are awful glad to be here. Right now, we're going to have Joe Val singing one for you. This comes off our latest record. It's one called The Wrong Road Again.
So good at changing my mind. I go down that wrong road again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I sure do appreciate that. We've gone down that wrong road many times.
Many times.
That's why we carry a map, right?
And I want to take the opportunity while I have a minute here to thank a lot of people in the area that were very nice to me while I was laid up at home there for a while after a little stay in the hospital, that sent a lot of cards and letters and were very, very nice and very concerned. And I didn't get a chance to say that to a lot of them, so maybe I could reach some of them here today, and we really did appreciate that.
That's real nice, Joe. We're going to do you a song now, another one actually off that same record. It's a real nice little trio number called The Sea of Regret.
No home, just a drifter on the sea of regret. The love that you promised to me on that day is now gone forever, like the vow that you made. My heart is so empty, it's easy to tell. Like a ship on the ocean, I'm lost without sail. Saw you, my heart said to me, there is the angel you see in your dreams, and I know you must be, for the way that I feel, you're only a dream, girl, I know you're not real. When you walk away,
very much. We ought to introduce you to the banjo player down here because he comes from Plymouth, Massachusetts. Been around here a long time, and he's going to do a fine job in this next song. This one will wake you up too because it's called
what's
The Bugle.
What's his name?
Rick. Joey Dietz on the banjo. Thank you.
much. I'm going to sing one for you now.
He's blue.
Yep, this is a song about, I guess it's sort of the story of every sad person's life. Not that I necessarily qualify. No.
This is Mr. David Haney going to sing this one.
Thank you.
Hey, yo.
It's one called I'm Blue, I'm Sad, and I'm Lonesome. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad, and I'm lonesome every time I hear your name. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad, and I'm lonesome. Won't you please come back and stay? My dear, my heart couldn't see that you were cheating on me until I found you to be in love with another, not me. Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to slow it down here a little bit and do you a gospel song. Gospel is a real important part of bluegrass music, and we like to do a lot of it. This is one that Joe sings a real pretty high part on, too. It's one called I'm Drifting Too Far from the Shore.
Storm so violently sweet.
Well, thank you very much. Well, we're going to do another song that talks about heaven, though this guy's got more earthly things on his mind, I guess. He's trying to write a letter there, which is, you know, even if the postage goes up to 50 cents, I don't think you're going to be able to do that. But he is missing his girlfriend who's passed away, and he wants her to send him her address in heaven. Thanks very much. I do appreciate that. I don't know if that letter ever got there or not. Great banjo break in that song, though. That should send it along, if anything will. Joe and I are going to sing a duet now. Sort of an old bluegrass song, I guess. And it's another one of those songs about somebody doing somebody else wrong, right? It's called Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong.
Call my own. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you've been introduced to Joey Dietz on the banjo and myself, Dave Haney, on the guitar. We don't want to leave out the fellow that's quietly back here pounding on the bass. Give a big hand for Eric Levinson, will you? And we're going to give you another chance to clap for our leader here, because he's really one of our favorite tenor singers and mandolin players. Certainly our favorite, that's for sure. That's why we're here. Give him another round of applause, because he's going to sing a great song for you right now, Mr. Joe Val.
Thank you.
Here's one called When the Cactus Are in Bloom.
Oh, the cattle prowl and the coyotes howl out on the great divide. I never done no wrong, singing a song ass down the trail I ride. Well, the rattlesnake rattle at the prairie dog, don't you hear that mournful tune? Come around up time, away out west when the cactus are in bloom. Daylight comes in the cow and yell, I call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse, I drink my coffee from a can. Sun goes down on a cattle trail, I'm gazing at the moon. Come around up time, away out west when the cactus are in bloom.
Song here, and then we're gonna close up shop. And we sure thank you all for listening. We've had a great time. It's been super and gorgeous. It's nice to be back playing again, isn't it, Joe?
It is. Did our first show last week in Hugo, Oklahoma. It was a little ways away, but it was good. We had a good time. Had seen a brother of mine, hadn't seen for 7 years down in Houston, Texas. He came up. And he used to sing a lot of pop stuff, but I think I'm going to get him back on the bluegrass. We go to Texas next year, we're going to get him up and have him sing a bluegrass song with me, right?
That's right. Here's something we didn't see much of in Texas, but it's a title cut from our last album. It's called Cold Wind.
Summer's gone and winter time's coming, and the cold winter wind's gonna blow. If she come on home, then I wouldn't be alone and wouldn't have to worry anymore. Who's that knocking on my door? Hard time.
Hard time.
What's that blowing in my window? Cold wind.
Cold wind.
Let the cold winds blow in the hard time. Thank you.
you very much.
Thank you.
Well, folks, first of all, I want to thank Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys for joining us this afternoon. They had a busy schedule, and they've got an even busier one tonight. They're going to be here for two shows tonight. So for those people who obviously are hearing it next week, this is actually happening tonight on the 11th. Joe Val is, of course, a band we all really, really feel very special about in New England, and I hope that if you have a chance to catch them someplace, you will. They have albums on Rounder Records, very, very well-produced albums, and something coming out in the future, I do hope. We've got a lot of people to thank. First of all, I want to thank the musicians, Marie Rhines, George Gritzbach, the Narrowland String Band, and of course, Joe Val. We want to thank the people here at Heritage Plantation who have made it so delightful for us to come visit. They have done a superb job of not only welcoming us here at GBH and making it very easy for us to do this, but also for helping with the musicians and taking care of them and feeding them. And I want to thank Judy Selleck very much. She's walking across the lawn there. If you'd like to give her a little hand, she's made this all possible. And she invited us down back in February. I want to thank the museum director, Jean A. Schott, who has also been extremely helpful and just extremely pleasant to us. The curator of the Military Museum, Jim Cervantes, and the grounds and maintenance supervisor, Mr. Alfred Endred. And also, I think we all owe a great debt to the sound company this afternoon, who really spent a lot of time setting it up, did a superb mix. They come to us here from Cape Cod Audio and Charlie's Music in Hyannis, Mr. Bruce Colgrove and Mr. Lee Davis. Thank you. And Cindy Brackett also helping out. The engineers for this live broadcast have been Steve Colby and Melanie Burson, and they're in the back there, tucked into a wonderful unit called the WGBH Mobile Audio Facility, which makes it possible for us to go places and do these wonderful events. The producer of this, a Cape Codder herself, Marellyn McLeish from Woods Hole. She has produced this whole event. We want to thank her very, very much, and we want to thank you for joining us, for making it possible for us to do this. Thanks to Gina Pleasance and to Shipper Dinsmore for their help. Thanks to all of you for coming. Good afternoon.